Good to have you on. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's to you too, Joel.
You have been on the site in Castleton?
That's correct.
And you deal with groundwater issues. You deal with all kinds of environmental issues. Give me your assessment of what the site is.
Well, from the get-go, we had staff out on site working with the local folks out there to assess environmental issues. And our primary concern with at the onset was air quality. And so we had been working with Burlington Northern's consultant to make sure that what they were doing was correct. Using the right equipment, their QA/QC was good, and then we evaluated that, and we were comfortable with that data. Where we're at now is that the fire is pretty much out. There's a few things. We were out there yesterday and walked around the site. Our primary concern now is that they get all the cars off site and that they start cleaning up the contaminated soil, and that do as much as we can do now, and then also contain any runoff for the spring, and we'll reassess it again in the spring.
Dave, do you have people on staff that are experts on this and that can do what you were relying on BN to do, or is that the norm? Is that kind of expected now, that the industry itself brings in an expert and then you check on their work?
Typically, that's what we'll do, is that if they can mobilize the resources, we don't have the equipment to do the monitoring, but we have the expertise to evaluate whether or not what they're doing is appropriate. And we'll turn to industry to get their equipment out there quickly, but we're looking over their shoulder to make sure that what they're doing is appropriate.
And for the people in North Dakota who might be uneasy with that, what's your answer to them? You trust the folks from BN, or you don't have to trust them because you are looking over their shoulder?
Well, it's I trust everybody, but I also verify. And I think that's the smart thing to do, is that I don't think they're inherently dishonest, but they may not be looking at things that we're interested in, and that we need to make sure that they're directed in doing the right testing out there that we're comfortable with.
Have they laid out a plan for you on long-term cleanup? Just even debris and everything else that comes with it. Have they talked to you about that?
Yeah, we met with them on site yesterday, talked to their environmental remediation experts, and then also drove the site. And what we're looking at doing is, obviously, they wanted to get the rail operational as quickly as possible. We want them to get all the cars out of there as quickly as possible, get any remaining product that's in the cars out, and then also scrape up the contaminated soil. Once they think it's clean, we'll be doing some verification sampling to make sure it is clean, and then at some point, when we're all comfortable with that, we'll give them a clean bill of health.
Okay. Is there a way of normally doing this, Dave, that puts the burden on one side of the railroad's landowner? I mean, all this debris seems to be going on one farmer's land out there, you wonder how that's going to work for him come spring, or how that all shakes out.
It's my understanding they have an agreement with that landowner to utilize that land for a staging area initially. Their plan is to have that good to go in the spring so he's able to plant his crop on there. We'll be evaluating that and keeping an eye on that to make sure that happens.
Okay. I hear you. Dave, thank you. Thanks for what you do, and thanks for letting the people in North Dakota know, because it's a concern. I mean, you got a big blow up, big explosion, big fire. You got oil going in. How much do you think got into the ground versus how much got burnt off?
Boy, we don't know, and that's the numbers we're looking at now, is trying to get how much actually was involved in the crash, how much they still have recovered, and then that we'll see what's on the ground, and then the rest is basically burned up, and so we're still evaluating that and getting the numbers on that.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Dave, thank you. Appreciate you coming on News and Views, and use this as a tool if you need to get more information out to people, okay?
Sure, and anytime, give us a call. If you got any questions, we're here.
Thanks. Dave Glatt, ladies and gentlemen, with the North Dakota Health Department.